There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code has four lineups of products that is their main push that they shove out there. They don't have a special name for the first lineup, but then came the DC-3 line. Then came the Scorpion line. Now they have the Contact series. These things are products that fold in on themselves and expand exponentially. Completely modular. Highly indestructive kit for somebody, whether you're just planning if things go bad or a racehorse tactical operator, this is the place to go to get the stuff. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Allow me first to make this pitch to you.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Now, in my world, the cost of being a member of Second Call Defense means I don't go to Starbucks once a month. Quite affordable it is. And it is truly the last piece in your self-defense toolkit. Joining me again is the CEO of Second Call Defense, in addition to all the other stuff that he is, Sean Maloney. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How are you this morning?
I'm just trying to cope. And spread the word. You know, one of the things about Second Call Defense that I don't understand is why you don't have 134 million members.
You know, it's probably the same reason the National Rifle Association only has 5 million members. People really don't think about it because, you know, what is important. We just recently, this past week, had an Ohio person who used a firearm in self-defense who was arrested for manslaughter. Now, granted, you know, and if you would have had an attorney first, there's a lot of things that go into the situation of a threatening encounter, all the mental and physical things going on. It's a highly defensible action, which he did, but unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of prosecutors out there that just don't understand that. So it's important that you have immediate access to an attorney with any situation like that. And I want to throw in there right away, if you use Lock and Load, you'll get your first month of Second Call Defense free. And I'm doing that because we have a lot of people that have been contacted since I have been on the air with you, Bill, that have been using that. So I want to make sure that people understand that we believe in this so much that we know that when you take a look at what we are and what we do that's so different from everybody else, that you'll come on board and you'll be part of the team with all of us.
The thing in Ohio, that was something I was going to get to. Is this because this guy didn't have good legal representation that he's being charged with voluntary manslaughter, or what's the deal with this?
Well, the facts of the case, after he successfully scared people away, and then as they fled, that's when he engaged. And because he waited and engaged after he fled, you know, from the face of it, that's why he was charged like that. And like I said, if you have an attorney immediately up front experience in this area and can explain to the prosecutor if he or she doesn't know about the tunnel vision, about the adrenaline, about the norepinephrine, about the memory loss, the confusion and everything that's going on, despite the fact that somebody may be turning and running the other way, you've already engaged yourself to protect yourself and use lethal force. And sometimes it's not always that easy to all of a sudden pump the brakes, because you don't know what's going to happen. And when you're involved in a situation like this, it's important that somebody be on your side that can explain in a calm, cool fashion with experience what just occurred.
Do some of these prosecutors actually believe that law enforcement officers are superhuman beings that can control their emotions like some Shaolin monk, whereas somebody that actually trained, you know, a lot of citizens train more than cops get to, because cops have, you know, they have budget constraints that might come against them. Is this a constant fight that you have to fight? Because, I mean, when you're telling all of that stuff and you say, you know, naturally when you're in a stressful situation, your hands start to contract and make fists, and, you know, this is how this kind of thing happens. Do they ever sit back and say, well, I bet you cops do this too, or do they say, why do they even have a gun?
Well, you know, it's all the way across the spectrum. Of course, we have some very good prosecuting attorneys around me in Hamilton County, Joe Dieters, and other people in the area. Some of them, it's just an education thing like anybody else. They don't realize it, and they don't make the leap or take the step to think about what their police officers that they've represented in the past, what they go through and what they go under. And depending upon that particular prosecutor's experience in this area, you never know what decision they're going to make. But don't forget, you also have the people that truly don't know anything, and the people that are anti-gun calling and saying, oh my God, you got to charge them, this is murder. So they need to listen to a voice of reason, because remember one thing, what about your prosecutor? He or she is an elected official. So you need to make sure that you get your foot in the door from the beginning and make sure that you assist them, at least provide them with the information that they need to have to make the proper decision. Now, if this goes to trial, like I said, it's a highly defensible position, but lives are ruined as soon as anything like this goes to trial, and you can't ever recover.
Yeah. We're already coming up on the first break, but when we get back, did you see the thing with the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence regarding this sheriff out of Louisiana?
No, you know, I haven't seen that. I think I read the headline, but you have to educate that me on that.
I'm going to educate you on this, because I want to ask you what my take. This is I'm going to give you my take when we get back. We still got a couple of minutes. Now, is this guy that has the voluntary manslaughter charge against him, do you think he is exonerated at the end of the day, or what's going to happen with him?
I think at the end of the day, when the prosecutor takes a look at things, and certainly a jury of his peers, when they realize that everything that we go through, I think you can understand that. I mean, it's hard to believe that all of a sudden a law-abiding citizen can become a murderer.
Yeah, just snaps.
Because someone came at them. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Do you find, now, I don't, now in Ohio, they may be elected. Here in South Carolina, they're not necessarily elected. They join the, you know, I don't know, something within the government, but they're not elected. Do most of these prosecutors, are they all wannabe politicians and they're looking to make a name for themselves?
Well, you know what? Most prosecutors throughout the country are elected. And if you think about Harold Fish, though some of you may know of Harold Fish in Arizona, he was a school teacher, a retired school teacher that liked to hike down a mountain. He was involved in a self-defense shooting where unfortunately the bad guy died. He was completely railroaded. He was wrongfully convicted. And then everything was reversed some 3 years later after his life was ruined and he had been in jail for 3 years by a prosecutor who was up for re-election. And that's exactly what this guy was doing, was making a name for himself. Now, in this case, the prosecutor, instead of retrying Harold Fish, they tried him for criminal prosecutorial misconduct, and he did go to jail. And so, yeah, sometimes that happens. I mean, we're all human beings, and whether you're a politician, whether you're running for re-election, or whether you've been appointed by an agency, a board of commissioners, or by a mayor of a municipality, and you know what kind of line you have to walk, sometimes justice takes the back seat for a while, but the final arbiter is a jury of your peers, and they can understand. And I'm confident that, again, this person in Ohio just didn't suddenly become an enraged murderer. And that needs to be taken in consideration of what just happened. I mean, he was attacked, and that's the first thing, and we should all start. And, but
all
in
right.
Ohio, we
hang
have
on.
A duty to
hang
retreat.
On. We're going to break. We're going to break. You hang on.
I'll be here.
We'll be right back with more Sean Maloney, more Second Call Defense on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
...27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Today I'm going to go pick up the Robar Trigun Glock 19, which the Trigun or the Tricon Glock 19 is the only size gun that this Gonzalez cat will modify for them the way he does it with the Tricon configuration. And it will be going straight into a G-Code OSH paddle holster. Pow! Because they just don't break. They're simply indestructible. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Second Gull Defense, NRA board member, trainer of teachers to shoot in the classroom, if that's what is necessary to defend the school, grassroots activist, all-around guy who doesn't have time to really sit down and ever twiddle his thumbs. This is Sean Maloney, the CEO of Second Call Defense. I was asking you before the break about this thing that just happened in Louisiana, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Of course, what they want is they want for all domestic violence victims to be unarmed, right? But this is the impetus to what happened. There was a woman, unfortunately, that was beaten to death with a ball bat in a domestic violence incident. And Sheriff Parish Ascension Parish Sheriff Jeff Wiley advised women to do the following that drove the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence mad. Get your concealed weapons permit, ladies. Learn how to safely handle a weapon. Learn how to safely store a weapon. And when you're in a situation like this, shoot him in your backyard before he gets in your house. Drop him. I mean, I'm serious. Take the extremes necessary to live a life where you don't have to worry about your kids and your life. For somebody that might be looking at buying a gun, do they need to look at what the sheriff said and say, well, I can just shoot him in the backyard now? This is something, what he's trying to do is he's trying to get people to go out and become self-reliant, and he's saying, I can't be there all the time. I get that part of it, and it drove the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence crazy, but I mean.
Anything he would have said at this point in time would have drove them crazy.
Yeah.
You have to remember, certainly, with the prohibition against anybody that's been charged with a minor misdemeanor domestic violence. I was screaming at my wife, and so I got a ticket. And I got this ticket 25 years ago thinking it wasn't going to affect me. Now I can't own a gun. So let's say this is an individual with a baseball bat, you know, killed him with a baseball bat. It doesn't matter what the tool is, and that's what we all forget about. But certainly that advice was to incite action from these females, so I get that. But remember, we always have the threshold as we have to be in fear of imminent, unavoidable death or serious bodily injury. And I'm sure the sheriff knows that, but just was trying to make people understand and realize that. But you know what? You could be in fear of death or serious bodily injury in your backyard, inside your house, in your car, at the grocery store. So you have to remember that is that's always going to be moving with you. So the threshold question is whether you're in a duty to retreat state or not, am I in fear of immediate death or serious bodily injury? And if the answer is yes, then that's a threshold that you've just crossed, and you can use lethal force in self-defense.
Well, what they point out this, where is it? Where's this girl? There was a pro boxer, Christy Salters Martin, who pulled a gun on her husband, who was moving in to, I guess, beat on her a little bit. She pulled the gun and didn't shoot him with it. And he took the gun from her and shot her with it. And the what's the name of the, where is it? There's the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Their CEO, Katie Ray Jones, says it's always highly concerning when a person introduces a weapon into a violent situation. Well, I guess it would be concerning to the person that's the offender if you pull the gun and shoot him. I would see the concern there.
But yeah, so and unfortunately, she didn't take the final step, but she was in fear for her life, and obviously she should have been,
yeah,
because the guy took the gun from her and used it on her. And that's a decision. I always advise everybody that before we make the decision to carry a firearm to protect ourselves, we need to have the discussion with ourselves long before it ever happens. Are we prepared to take a human life? Is our life more important than theirs? Is the life of my kids more important than theirs? And then once you make that decision, you have to act accordingly. I mean, it's a tragedy, and again, she used the firearm as a tool and didn't complete the action, and so was used against her. And that's a lesson that we can all take away from that. And I understand your problem with remembering the names of these groups and organizations, because after they fail for so long, they rename themselves and try to repackage everything.
Well, they cite a study. And, you know, anytime I hear a study coming from these guys, and I don't know why the mainstream media just doesn't come out and say the ones that are on our side, but they cite a study from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
As soon as you read Bloomberg in that, then the study should be discounted as not being influenced by anybody, because it is. And they wouldn't release that study unless it came across with the information they needed to use. Not the facts ever
propaganda.
Matter.
The propaganda.
Right.
It's not a study. They just got out and said, how can we make it seem official? Which exactly. They need to, you know, they don't ever do it. I saw John Lott attack a study about gun ownership and police officers being killed in states where there's higher gun ownership. And he put some tables up there and everything, some lists with his statistician mind. And my eyes crossed. And I just scrolled past all that to find his conclusion. That's all I can get. That's all the comfort I could get out of it. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, just to set you up for this, have you seen the Pew poll that has come out lately?
Which one?
To be the the one where apparently all of America thinks gun control is a good idea.
Those come out around every election cycle also. I'd like to see those group of people.
Yeah, but I mean, Pew, you know, I now my thinking on the Pew polls, I've always sort of thought that they seem to trend in our favor in a lot of cases. But at the same time, I don't know what they're doing with this one, but I want to talk about this. I want you to put on your NRA board member hat, and let's talk about this when we get back. Real quickly, Second Call Defense, folks, $8 a month is where it starts. The two things that make this a exceptional service for $8 a month. With $8, if you are arrested like this unfortunate cat in Ohio that's being charged with voluntary manslaughter, when you get put in jail, after you've made that second call, when you're calling the cops first, you're calling Second Call Defense second. They know something's going to be going on. They know where you are. The first thing they're going to try to do and get done for you is bail you out of jail. That's huge. You cannot imagine how huge that is. In the background, after you're out of jail, your legal defense is beginning and everything else, they're also going to provide for you, if you need it, and you very likely will, they also are going to cover for you. You sitting down and talking to somebody about what just happened, because you have, even if you persevered, even if you had gotten involved in things like this before, you're going to need to talk to somebody because it is a life-changing experience. They cover those two things that are huge. That's huge. $8 a month. Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. The contact series, you know, I built the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and that was not bad, but it was pretty slipshod nonetheless. With the contact series that G-Code came out with, which is some of the most tactically lethal art you've ever seen in your life, and their traveler's bag, that has eliminated my need to have my own built ISIS welcome wagon bag. I took them through all that stuff away. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. I didn't actually throw the components away because one of those components was a gun. I just don't throw those in the bin often. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney, but right now what I need for him to do is I need for him to become the NRA board member that he is. The Pew Research Center, they just came out with a poll where they say, and this is interesting because this is what the gun, it's very close to what the gun grabbers are touting. They're claiming that 85% of America wants expanded background checks. They're claiming that 57% of America wants assault weapon bans.
You know what? They've came out with polls and surveys like this in the past. In fact, real quick, in a break, I Googled Pew Research and found out what they were. Found the first dozen or so came in the opposite results. Despite lower crime, their support for gun rights increases.
Right.
Pew Research Center, they want more. You know, and when you go back to the universal background check question, and this Pew Research and this article really is about if you phrase the questions differently. So let's take a look at universal background check. Of course, they ask the question, do you support having background checks to make sure that convicted and violent felons can own firearms? Well, of course we do. You do and I do. We all want that. But then, if they educate people and let them know what a universal background check means, it means that if I go to transfer a firearm for my son's birthday to him, if I want to give my daughter a firearm, if I want to do private transfers like that, then I have to have a background check done on my friends, my neighbors, my relatives, whoever it is. Then even the White House and the government goes on to say that the only way this works is if we have universal registration. The guns have to be registered, or the government doesn't know that I just gave my son Jim a firearm or my daughter Keely a firearm. So then if you piggyback that with the knowledge that you have to have registration of your firearms in America for this to work, nobody wants that to happen. And that's their dirty little secret that they come up with. And then if you look at this article on what the Pew Research Center is now, they're saying if you frame the questions different, what Bloomberg's trying to do is they're trying to have an explanation for why all the prior polls came out with adverse results to them. And I think that's where that came from. Bloomberg Research's America's Support of Gun Control, if the questions are phrased differently. So they have all these polls and all these opinions that say the opposite of what they wanted to say. Now they're trying to justify why they say that, because you and I both know, and your listeners know, that statistically speaking, they're on the losing end of every argument every time. That's why they get so emotional, and it's not about facts anymore, because they can't overcome those facts. And I think this is a way that Bloomberg is trying to dumb down those results and say, hey, if you ask the questions differently, you know, they're really not in favor of gun support. They're not in favor of that, and I think that's where that's all coming from. Because right down below, April 20th, 2015, Pew, the highest support for gun rights in 25 years.
Yeah.
So what happened in 30 days? We know that nothing happened. They're just trying to dig their way out of this truthful statistical hole.
We like, you know, maybe they were regrouping. Let me ask you this. After Sandy Hook, there was a poll that came out about the same time as all of this crime data statistics back in 2013, where they were saying that, you know, crime is down 49% in the last 20 years. Gun crime is down 40%, 50%. All of this crime is falling, right? Crime is falling.
Mm-hmm.
They did a poll, and after the Sandy Hook 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365-day coverage we had, it seemed like, 56% of America thought those kinds of shootings were on the rise. And I looked at this last Pew poll where they're saying 57% think assault weapons should be banned, quote-unquote assault weapons. To me, a big proportion of people that might think this way, if this is actual factual data that they're putting out front, is the low-info voter.
I think you're absolutely right. It's the what kind of education do these people have about the issues, and more importantly, where are they getting their information? If they're getting their information from the same lamestream media that is asking these twists and these tilted questions, then of course. But you know, that's it. How do you answer the question? You think about, you know, the sporting rifle question. You know, the assault rifle. What's that? Nobody knows. It's a semi-automatic sporting rifle. That question is based on how is it being asked. Because if you look at the number of crimes in America, gun crimes that are committed with a semi-automatic rifle, it's barely non-existent. They barely crack any statistical barrier to even show that they even occur. And so again, it's 100%. They're trying to do surveys and they're trying to do polls to get the answers that they want. And now they can't get the answers they want. So what are they doing? They're attacking the way the questions are worded. And in their polls, the questions are always worded their way anyhow, and they still lose out on in the vast majority of the time.
Has the NRA ever looked at the number of average non-natural deaths that occur per year in the United States?
You know, when the Uniform Crime Report comes out, and I encourage your listeners to get online and look at the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, they keep statistics on everything. And so statistically speaking, the manner of death, the way people die, whether it's suicide, car accidents, swimming pool accidents, because mom and dad didn't make their kid wear a helmet on a bicycle accident. There's in-depth studies that have been done on that. And you know, fortunately for us, people who believe in our God-given constitutional rights, statistically speaking, we always come out on top.
I know, but I mean, the thing that I one of the things that I would like to see would be a push back where we start maybe crusading against in-ground pools or buckets, all of their, when you look at the data, the lowest cause of unnatural death is homicide by gun. Overall. Homicide, period, I think. But homicide by gun, it's hovering around the 8,000 mark, which we could cut in half if we discount the whole gang thing. But we can't do that because then that admits that the liberal bastions are bad.
You can probably cut it more in half, but you're so right. If we're looking at statistically the number of deaths, it is a crying shame that anybody is allowed to manufacture a 5-gallon bucket in this country.
Yeah.
The number of children that die. And my favorite example when I'm giving a presentation, depending upon who it is, we should ban frozen squirrels. We should ban a bag of frozen squirrels because in California, a gentleman beat his neighbor to death with a bag of frozen squirrels. So where was the rush to ban frozen squirrels, if you want to take it to that end? And where's the rush to ban automobiles or to ban?
Yes.
There's a tragic death at Thomas More College, a star football player, great person with a great future, on a 3-wheel ATV, and he had an accident and he died. So
banned.
Statistically, if you
gotta be banned.
Yeah, it's gotta be banned.
We're gonna save you from yourselves. And this frozen squirrels. I'll be writing an op-ed at World Net Daily over that one. I didn't know about that, but now that I do, we got to go after it. One last time, we're going to step away. Second Call Defense. You need to be a member of Second Call Defense. We're going to tell you how you can save a little money when we get back. That's all coming up next after this last stop. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of level 3 and level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Scorpion line. This is a new line that's being integrated with the Contact series. This is two-part Kydex that moves when you're drawing your ammunition. This is, that's all it's for, is to carry your ammunition around. Designed to be silent and have high retention. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. One last time, let's make the pitch.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Second Call Defense. .org. Check them out. My guest from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. Now, one more time, though, I want you to be the NRA board member that you are. You've seen where the anti-gunners... Do we know what the percentage is of people that are not approved instantly on the background check system to where they have to wait 3 days and then it's on automatic purchase? Do we have any idea what those numbers are?
You know what? I know we can find those. And I can get on the BATF website, and you can find those. And also, it's interesting to find out the people that are flat out turned down. I think a very small percentage of those people are ever prosecuted. I mean, they're felons trying to purchase firearms. They're turned down, yet nobody uses the law and goes after those people.
Or the false negatives. There's a high percentage of them that are false negatives, too.
Oh, absolutely. For a long time, I was so caught up in doing NICS appeals for people. With the ATF, the vast majority of people that were denied, I mean, I would say probably 100% of the dozens and dozens of people I represented were in fact not under a disability. There's very, very specific things that put you under a firearms disability and make it prohibited for you to purchase a firearm. One is you have to be sentenced to 1 year and 1 day or more of jail to be on that. Well, a lot of people weren't, but it just would pop up in NICS checks that there's something on their background, and so they were turned down. Even when they got elevated and it went to the next level, they were still turned down, and so I would supply them with the court record and what happened, and he's on a disability, and it would be cleared up. But I shudder to think how many people just say, oh my God, I guess I can't never buy a firearm because of something I did 30 years ago, and they stop right there and they don't talk to anybody beyond that point. And I always tell people, if you've been denied for whatever reason, make sure you find out specifically from NICS why, and then you move forward if you think that that your rights are being adversely affected because of that.
You know, I don't understand, and I'm going to make this point, with this growing demand and this way to where they're trying to make it seem like America wants expanded background checks, which the ATF is in control of, the FBI is in control of. Then they say, but if you don't pass it initially, we want you to have to wait until they get around to telling you whether or not you can buy it or not beyond the 3 days. Is that not really apparent to everybody what's going on, what they're really pushing for there?
Elections have consequences, and I keep telling people over and over and over again, when you have President Obama piloting the ship, he controls what he can control down below him. He never
right.
stops. If you think about the Social Security issues and the ability to balance a checkbook that you talked about before I got on, I mean, elections have consequences. In America, the way that mentally you become under a disability that you have to be adjudicated as mentally deficient, meaning that you have a court hearing, you have an opportunity to be heard, you have due process. With a stroke of a pen, President Obama wants to take that away and blanketly say, you know what, if you need help managing your affairs, you can't have a firearm. And that was a big fear of a lot of people that I knew that were coming back from Afghanistan and coming back from Iraq. They were afraid that if they went and sought help for PTSD and for the problems that they were going through, that, you know what, they're going to lose their firearms rights. And so that was a big problem. Again, that was with a stroke of a pen. You know, they're threatening to do things like that. So we have to take a look at everything like this and never say, they can't do that. Never say never, because if you look at what he's done, he can't get it through Congress. He can't get it any other way, and so the anti-gunners want to try to backdoor our rights. Our rights are God-given rights, they're inalienable rights, and they've been around since this country existed, and they should never go out with a whimper. We should fight every step of the way.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. This is all apparently off of what happened here in South Carolina, where the guy, you know, had to wait 3 days. However, isn't there something in place where the ATF, once there's a determination made to where he shouldn't have been able to buy a gun, they have contingencies in place where they would go and recover the gun. And in the case of this Charleston shooter, it was 60, 70 days in before, and they still hadn't moved on it since he had purchased the gun. The Charleston shooting is a failure of the background check system, isn't it? It has nothing to do with guns being bad and bad guys being able to buy guns from gun shops. It's a failure of the background check system, isn't it?
Well, exactly, and that's what it is. It's that failure. And I've had a number of people call me and said, hey, I purchased this firearm, and I've had it, you know, for 30, 40, 50, 60 days. I just got a call from the ATF that says I got to give it back. And then you look into it deeper and find out that, generally speaking, there's been, again, a mistake made. But that is an absolute failure of the background check system. And, again, the biggest problem with our background check system isn't the NICS check system itself, it's the information that's going in. Remember, garbage in, garbage out, and when there's not an accurate reporting of somebody that's been deemed mentally deficient or adjudicated
right.
mentally deficient, or if we don't know, if NICS doesn't know that, then they can't control it. But even in that case, when they have notice, okay, now let's get around my BATF or FBI of getting that firearm back.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. We're about to run out of time. Real quick, explain to me why the Social Security has to report. Why they're trying to figure out if they have to report to the FBI like the VA did. Who made that a law to where they have to do that?
You know what? It was a stroke of a pen. I think it's something that was done internally. Congress didn't do anything about it. It was all done by the executive branch. Because remember, whoever is heading the Social Security Department is there at the will of the executive branch. And so something happens, and then a lot of things are happening like this to us all the time. If we actually had a list, someone needs to make a list of all the executive orders that Obama has put in place that directly affect our rights. Some of us may not know about it because it hasn't affected our rights yet. But down the road, they will. will. But that's where it comes from. Someone makes the internal decision. They get the official okay to do this, and then bypassing everything, due process, which there is none, it becomes the procedure or the way that they act as a Department of Social Security.
What's it going to take to get that pulled up back out of the way? Is that going to have to be a law that has to be passed?
Well, fortunately, whoever the next president is, and that's why, folks, elections have consequences. We got to make sure we get the White House back. They can rescind those prior executive orders. And there's a lot of work to be done with that. So we have to remember that these are very important elections. And for those of your listeners that are in Virginia, pay attention. You have an election this year that has very, very important consequences. But for the fact that your House and Senate is still pro-gun, I don't know what your governor would do. And certainly he's under a lot of pressure to take whatever rights he can away from you. But fortunately, you have the Virginia Senate that is a fail-safe right now. But that can all change with an election. That's why, you know, unfortunately, yeah, we can never rest.
Yeah, I can't believe that happened in Virginia. I really can't. I know it was because of the population centers. Virginia's becoming like New York and Illinois and California and everything else. I'm about to run out of time. We will be visiting with Sean, or Sean will be visiting with us again next week. Wednesday is Second Call Defense Day. So between now and then, secondcalldefense.org. Promo code Lock and Load gets you the first month free. You join, he's going to cut you a check for that $8. You need to be a member. I need to be a member. We all need to be a member because we are carrying guns for the purpose of self-defense.
And Bill, please encourage your listeners, if you have any questions related to firearms or the legal consequences of doing so, email them to Bill, and I'll be happy to address them for you on air.
Bill at lockandloadradio.com. I need to start putting that out on, like, I'll start putting that out for next week today. So if you have any questions for him, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I'll be putting out, that's a good idea. You smoke, dude. Anyway, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, thank
I will
you.
Be in touch. Yes, sir.
Be safe, everybody.
Roger that. Tomorrow on the show, Bob Owens, bearingarms.com. Between now and then, when we do this again in 22 hours, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.